Yeah. Here we go. Check. Funny thing. How long did it take you to get here, Chris?
Not that long.
Remember when we had to do a dancing with your past and then we chose
another one? We did coffee to dance and then we're like, oh, we can't do it. So we stopped.
We all just sat on the chair.
Because we practiced like once and we barely got it down. We're like, oh, okay, I guess we'll figure it out at school. No, we had to make up a dance. We're like, we're not making one up. We're just going to copy that Usher video. It's the first one yet. We're going to dance with the chairs. And we couldn't do it. Because Usher's a good dancer and we thought we could figure it out. like one day. I almost fell off my chair. Hi. Hey.
Hello. Welcome to Canon Click Podcast.
From this area.
Testing from this area. Welcome.
Number.
To.
Ready.
Can.
Welcome.
To.
Welcome to us.
Well.
Come.
To. Baby, when the lights. Go out, every single word cannot express my love and tenderness. I'll show you what it's all about. Never will succumb to me. So baby, come to me when the lights go out.
Yeah.
The way I feel. There's a guy in that band who looks, he has like a pug face. And then he... For some reason, they make him have the wide-angle close-up right into the camera. And it makes him look even more pug-faced.
And what's that band called again?
Five. With a five for replacing F, so it's Five-Ive.
Yeah.
Just like the movie Seven Evan. I don't understand that.
I think that's it.
It's like if you say Dragon Ball Z and you say Dragon Ball Z, because you put the Z in place of the Z-E-E.
But there is no Z-E-E. It's just Z.
Okay, it's like,
okay, don't worry, we understand. Welcome.
You know why we're sad right now? Because it's September, the summer's over. And back to school.
Raffle.
Back to...
Well, I'm
back to school. Chris is doing the same thing. Derek's doing the same thing. You know, now you gotta get a job. Derek's gonna play us a song called...
Tara.
It's out of tune.
So emotional. Okay, if any of you are missing, if you're sad because this isn't a video podcast because the last one was so great, then email us and let us know because we didn't get any emails this month. What is it tuned to? B, B, C, C, C.
My dog has fleas.
C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C. C. C, C.
I'm getting even worse.
C. 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 We also all have allergies except for Chris.
We all have allergies. It's just the two of us.
So? We all have allergies except for Chris. Okay, see what happens when Derek gets a musical instrument in his hands? He just doesn't stop. He goes crazy.
He's only two.
I'm not doing a good job either.
Derek, I don't like this song.
It's a good song.
It's not easy to sing to. Yeah. We all live in the yellow submarine.
Come on, Phil.
Baby, when the lights go out.
What to do to this too?
Baby, when the lights go out, every single word cannot express my love and tenderness. I'll show you what it's all about. So come to me. So baby, come to me. When the lights go out.
Yeah.
Thank you. That was the latest cover from Generation Asthma. When the Lights Go Out by Five. I like covers when they're different.
And in different key?
Yeah. Alright, so what's been going on, Chris?
Topicless.
Woo!
What?
What's been going on, Chris?
I don't know.
Anything new, Chris?
Oh, yeah, I moved to Toronto.
Whoa!
Did you move last month, too?
Huh?
Last month you moved already.
Yeah. Okay,
didn't you already move before the last podcast?
Yeah.
But we didn't say anything.
Because it was Fat Expo time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Chris has moved to Toronto.
Yeah.
T dot yo.
The big area.
So now it takes him like an hour to get something here. To get here.
Well, that's okay.
But he's here.
Anything for the Ken.
Yeah. Yeah. Give us money.
Oh, I have something.
Yeah, money.
I was actually looking through my stuff, and I thought, hey, Phil and Derek might like this stuff.
Money?
So
I like money.
So Phil, I know how much you like
money.
You like Power Rangers?
Yeah.
So here's the original Power Rangers.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah. SNES video game.
Oh, I love. Awesome. Okay, I can't say I love this game, but I remember this game and it was pretty okay.
That's like, I remember when I went with my dad to get a game and we were like, I wanted to get Thomas the Tank Engine. But then I saw Power Rangers. He's like, well, Chris, what game do you want? I'm like, Power Rangers. And he's like, looking at me like, no.
Wow. Hey, like, thanks. Why?
And awesome. And I know Derek likes pockets a lot.
Whoa.
So I was like, what kind of thing has pockets? And then I was like, Polly Pockets have pockets. But then I was like, wait, that's a girl's thing. So the guy's thing is Mighty Max.
Oh!
So
here you go.
The Mighty Max game for awesome. SNES.
Thanks.
And it's co-op.
Sweet.
I don't know if they were.
Wow.
So cool. Yeah, after the podcast, we're going to go play these.
Oh, I have a game for you, Chris.
Uh-oh.
Wow. Everybody's swapping games. I have nothing for nobody. Wow, this is cool.
I don't know if it works, though.
Oh, yeah, it looks kind of dusty in there, but...
I'll try it.
Thanks, Chris.
No problem.
I know you like poker, Chris.
Oh,
oh. Unopened.
Oh,
what is
thank
it?
You. It's World Series Poker Tournament
for Xbox 360. Next
2007.
Gen
wow. Yeah, you need high definition to watch poker. Play poker.
Hey, look, it's the actual Asian guy, Scott Nguyen, and Men the Master.
Wow.
Awesome.
Do you even know how to play poker?
I think this will teach me how.
Yeah.
All right.
Even though I'm sure I can get this on Xbox Live. That's okay. Great.
Speaking of Mighty Max, or like those little toys, I was just, like, I've seen the Polly Pocket commercials, and how come she doesn't fit in your pocket anymore? The figure itself is like mini Barbie, and then all the sets are like Barbie's dream house. And they still call it Polly Pocket.
Oh. Well.
But then again, like, when did the old ones actually fit in your pocket anyways?
They did.
They're so huge, though. It's like having two George Costanza wallets in one pocket.
Maybe it's supposed to be for your overalls pocket.
Oh, yeah, because that's what they wore in the 90s.
Yeah,
that's what the guy wore in the 5 video. Baby, when the
he
lights... Yeah, he had overalls
just
on.
Just overalls?
No. he wore... He was like Super Mario. He had the red shirt and the blue jean overalls.
Wow.
And one strap was off.
And a mustache?
No, he had a shaved head.
Oh. That sounds kind of strange.
I sold my Mighty Max at a garage sale.
For how much?
I don't know, it was like $2 or something.
Oh, not worth it.
Some kid it. Across the street bought it. He also bought my Frieza action figure. Frieza of Form 3, I think. Yeah. The monster looking one with the big cone head.
Yeah.
The one that he stayed for like 3 episodes.
Yeah. Speaking of Dragon Ball Z, I bought Dragon Ball Z Budokai Tenkaichi 3 for the Wii.
Phil's favorite game ever.
Yeah, it's actually really fun. I like fighting games. So it's really simple. Okay, let's do a review here.
Reviews on the run.
Reviews on the run. Hey, hey, this is Victor Lucas. Today we're reviewing. Today on Reviews on the Run, we're reviewing Dragon Ball Z Budokai Tenkaichi 3 against Mighty Max for a Super Nintendo.
You guys
in battle.
Play that.
I know. We know it's better.
All right, all right, all right, Tommy. What did you think of the audio in this game?
You're Tommy too. You're Tommy and Victor.
I don't know how to do Tommy.
That wasn't a good Victor either.
But Victor's normal. Tommy's like...
Try.
Well, I thought, being a video game composer, I can't say much for this rock and roll Funimation soundtrack done by Kami and the Dendes.
Who's
that? Kami and the Dendes.
I said
Tommy. Kami Tallarico.
Kami Tallarico. Yeah, it's a pretty good game. It's really simple, but it's fun.
Maybe it's more complex than you think. Maybe that's how we lose
online. Like, when I first started playing it again, I tried to figure out how to do everything. You go into training, and there's like so many things to learn. So it's hard to do. So you can learn maybe like two or three and try them out, get used to them. But basically it's like, if you're playing on the Wii, it's a two button game, A and B. All you do, it's either like A, A, B, A, A, B, A, 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 B, and then it's all timing, learning how to string them together. And then the fun energy blasts with your Wii Motion Plus.
And charging.
Charging is a lot of fun. Just like in the show, you and your opponent can just stand there charging throughout the entire match.
Will rocks fly up?
Rocks fly up.
Like little pebbles.
I don't know. I haven't
noticed
anything.
And earthquakes happen, mountains fall.
Yeah, you can like fly through mountains and stuff. It's pretty cool. So that's fun. If you can find it on eBay for like $20, I got it for $24 shipped. That's a good price.
Nice.
And I'm glad, because I went to EB a long time ago, and I was going to buy a used one for $25, but it was gone.
Oh.
So I got a fresh, mint-in-package one for $24. And now that I opened it, the value has gone down. Ow. Ow. Foam battles. Back you gone. Bring your back
you
gone to your... I hate.
Why is it not ending?
Oh, Derek's hitting us with these foam padding things.
How many does he have?
I think I ran out now.
Okay, good.
A lot.
You'll get them back when we're done the podcast.
I had to use those to send in my laptop to Dell.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, not those, but there's a big foam block and you pull out them to make it fit.
Derek got a new computer.
No, I got an old computer fixed. What's on the topic list, Phil? Late Fan Expo wrap-up? What else is there to say?
I don't know. We didn't really talk about Fan Expo. You saw what we did at Fan Expo.
Yeah,
well,
you did.
Some of it. And we talked about other stuff not really having to do with Fan Expo.
Got to say about our Johnny Yamagoshi experience.
Yeah, we didn't get to talk about our experiences throughout the convention, actually. So, anyone want to start? Well, okay.
I want to start.
On the first day, whatever. Okay, go ahead, Chris.
Go my first day and the second day.
No, go ahead.
No.
No, I was going to stop anyways because I just realized we didn't do a whole lot on the first day. We just kind of walked around and looked at artists and stuff. So, yeah, go ahead.
When we went on the third day, when we went to the Mega 64 panel, I have to say that, okay, everyone knows how Phil acts and he's all like, yeah, okay. But when he went to the Mega 64 thing, he was cheering for them. Yeah, crazy. He was doing like all energetic. He was asking them questions. It was like totally a different side of Phil.
Asked them like one question.
I haven't seen. I didn't think you were going to ask them any question.
What did you ask?
They're talking about Sean. They got one guy in their group called Sean. They're talking about his dad, how he does stuff. And I just said, we're going to see more of Sean's dad in the next season. They said they don't know.
Cool.
We also saw... What did you think of the panel, Chris?
I liked it. It was really good. It actually made me a fan of Mega 64.
Whoa.
Yeah,
for those who don't know, they premiered a Parappa the Rapper skit at the Fan Expo.
It's on YouTube now.
Yeah, it's on YouTube and on their website, Mega64.com. Check it out. It's pretty cool because one of their guys, Derek, he dressed up as Parappa. Then he went out and he just found people doing stuff and he freestyled based on what they were doing to the music from the car driving level.
Cool.
Step on the brakes.
Yeah, so that was pretty funny. And, I like that they premiered, like, another skit that was...
Burger King one?
Burger King.
Yeah, remember where he gives them the sandwiches? And then, like, you're like, no, I don't want it. He's dressed up as the burger.
I don't remember that one. I was thinking of the one that was, like, the skit suggestions for them.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty good. You should dress up as Jedis and fight with lifesavers. Yeah. All right.
I'd have to say that the Mega 64 is probably, aside from meeting Victor Lucas, was probably the best.
Yeah, that was fun.
Better than Johnny Young Bosch.
Oh,
he didn't seem very excited.
Yeah.
What happened?
Segway.
Okay, we went there. Like he comes out, him and his cast members. They come out. He's like, "Hey!" He's all excited, "Yay!" And everybody goes, "Yay!" And then he sits down. And we start signing autographs. When we go up to him. That girl's talking to me, so I don't know what Chris is doing. But then he's like he doesn't even look at you.
Oh.
He's, hey, yeah? This big poster here. Oh, wow.
But everyone else around him was...
I know. They're like, old school. Adam, was that your name? Yeah, that was my name. There you go.
He wasn't proud of his Power Rangers days.
I don't know. Like, every time...
No, but, like, even when we were, like, standing in line, we just noticed, I was like, what's going on with Johnny? He doesn't seem very...
Yeah.
Happy. He just started signing stuff.
Yeah.
He wasn't like Victor Lucas and talked to us.
And, like, when I've seen him in videos at panels and stuff, he's always so animated and... Hey, let me talk about Power Rangers. And, yeah, my castmates were so cool, and we did this and that, and... can you morph for me, Johnny? Yeah, all right. It's morphin' time. Here, if I asked him, he'd probably be like, all right, morphin' time. Click. So, like, watching the video again, it didn't seem as bad as when it was happening. But still, not what
Me and Phil were supposed to go as a group, but then that girl had to come in and, like, yeah. Ruin everything.
What was up with that? Is that the Canon HV20? Yeah.
But you should have, like, got her autograph. She seems to know her stuff with cameras.
What would I get her to autograph?
Your
camera?
Yeah.
You know about my camera.
Sign it.
My cousin got this Brevis adapter thingy. I don't know what that is. I had to play along.
Oh, I thought you knew what she saw.
I don't know. I've heard of it. I don't know what it is, though. Shipping to Canada is so much. Okay.
Is she Canadian?
I don't think so. Oh.
But yeah, that's pretty...
Johnny, yeah.
Most disappointing part of that expo.
Oh.
Because he's like the Power Ranger guy who goes around to every convention, and he's been around a lot more than everyone else, so...
Maybe he's tired of
kind of, yeah. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
No, but just the fact that, you know, he came out, he was so happy, and then... Like, we were, like, in the first column of people waiting in line.
Yeah.
And already
there's probably, like 10 people in front of us.
He was already just dead afterwards.
So he wasted all his energy going, ah! And walking out.
That's it. It's over.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, well. Yeah, and we saw him in the, we're eating in the food court. And he came in, he sat at a table.
Did you wave to him?
No. He was not facing.
He was, like, on the other half of the food court.
We just kept looking.
And we just kept watching him. Oh, Johnny's got his foot up on the table now. What's Johnny eating?
He's eating pizza.
Yeah.
I wonder if that was his first pizza.
I don't know.
Like, you know, that Dexter Vines guy, first time ketchup chips.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I went to see... I was getting a sketch. Did I show it in the thing? Jason Voorhees?
Yeah, you did.
Sketch. That guy. He had never had... ketchup chips before. And apparently they don't have ketchup chips in the States.
Yeah.
So that was his first time trying them, and he said they're like barbecue sauce.
Yeah, dried up barbecue sauce.
Yeah. He was a nice guy.
And he offered some to Phil.
Yeah, he offered us chips. So I didn't have any. I've had those before. Nothing special.
But were they from him?
I know.
Dexter Vines gave me chips. Who's Dexter Vines? He does inking on artwork.
Yep.
Yep. What else was there?
David J. Walters.
It's David J. Walters.
The Catwoman person.
What?
Catwoman? David J. Walters.
Oh, David Walters!
Just like John Lamart.
Yeah,
like
on the last day again, I got another sketch from this guy named David Walters, another indie guy. Mm. And
was it better than John Lamart?
Not really, because he had to rush it.
Oh.
This is what happened. He took on too many sketches at one time. Well, maybe not too many. But he was also, him and like a group of friends were lining up for this other artist, and the lineup was like 3 hours. And he said his friends kind of ditched the line, so he had to run off and take their place.
Oh.
And so he lost time on doing sketches. So when I got back there, he's like, oh, I thought he would be done. Because I walked by a few times and he was gone and my book was sitting there. But then he was just starting out, and he's like, yeah, I had to go line up for this guy, and I'm just starting now, I'm sorry, it's going to be so quick. I have one more to do, and there's like half an hour left in the convention before it closes.
Did you get a discount?
Yeah, he was going to charge me 15 for colors, but he just charged me 5,
which
is nice. It was a Black Cat sketch, and it's actually not too bad, but you can tell that it's kind of rushed.
Mm. But then he was like, wow, I'm in here with Alex Ross and other people.
Yeah. He's like, oh, I'm in this book with David Finch, man. Yeah.
He was cool.
Yeah. I'll probably, if I see him again, I'll ask for another sketch, because he's...
Like
he's
on the nice street?
Guy. No, like at the convention.
Oh, okay.
And John Lamart, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Chris was going to go get a John Lamart, like a print, but then he's like, there's too many people standing around. I don't want to wait.
Oh.
I even gave him money.
Yeah. Well, I can't do that. Like, how you guys just, like, bunch up onto one artist and, like,
yeah.
like somehow just, like, come up and talk to them and stuff. I need, like, a more organized...
I still feel kind of weird because you go up to them and it's like, hey, can I get a sketch and can you draw this for me? And it's like, that's their job. They're kind of here to enjoy things. I know a lot of them are there to do sketches, but it still feels weird. Yeah.
Another good part was the sketch duels. I like that.
Oh, yeah. Sketch duels are always fun.
I wanted to see Jordan Deeks.
Oh, yeah. And Michael Jackson as a Power Ranger.
Yeah, I told you to get that from John Lamar. You didn't do it. I said I'd pay for half of it.
Next time, we'll ask David J. Walters.
Because he can color it in.
Yeah. Yeah, if you don't know, the sketch duels are basically they get like two artists in a room. It's not actually a duel, but that's what they call it. And they have people yell out a character, and they choose one to draw throughout the entire time, and then at the end, they raffle off the drawing. So that's why someone mentioned J. Jonah Jameson at one of them, and we were kind of hoping they'd do that. Derek kept telling me to yell out Michael Jackson as a Power Ranger. But I don't want to be that guy who yells out the extremely stupid thing that won't happen. To try to be funny.
It could happen. What if they're like Michael Jackson Power Rangers fans? Like, sure.
That's interesting.
I exactly. This is a bad girl.
Morph everything I like into one.
Exactly.
The Batgirls were cool, though.
Yeah.
And, what was the other one?
Two-Face.
Those
ones were really good.
That was amazing.
But the whole reason those things were good was because that Dexter Van Schuyler or whatever his name is.
Ethan Van Sciver.
Yeah, Ethan Van Schuyler. He, like, always talks and then...
Yeah, he's entertaining.
If it wasn't for him, I don't think I would have enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah, I sent you that commercial for the Mego Ball Buster. Did you get it? Oh, no, it didn't go through. Yeah, at one of the sketch duels, this Ethan Van Sciver guy, he was Sciver, that's what
Sciver.
I said. He's talking about an old company called Mego that made, like, dolls and stuff. And they had a game called Ball Buster. And he was talking about the commercial where the mom, like, beats the dad and he's like, "You busted my balls! You can bust your friend's balls! You can bust your neighbor's balls!" It's so funny!
And for that entire sketch, all he did was just rant about Mego for like a good portion.
Yeah, that was funny. Good stuff, Ethan.
That's good.
And then I tried to get a sketch from him later and he was done. That's okay, though. Anything else?
Victor Lucas and Donna Mailing Park were awesome, if you couldn't tell from the video. That was really unexpected.
I know.
I was nervous about asking him to, like, film something for us, because, you know, some guy with some random website, hey, you want to film this thing for me, man? But he was cool with it, and he seemed like, yeah.
And they sang.
Yeah.
No, okay, when I first saw that, when I was watching the video, you actually see Victor Lucas look at Donna Mailing Park and go, like, no way, she's like, doing that. So then eventually he had to
say, yeah, he's like, okay, I got to join in. But that was cool.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Yeah, Victor doesn't seem like the kind of guy who'd do that. He's more conservative.
But he likes to talk.
But yeah, if it was like Tommy Tallarico, Tommy would be like, yeah, I'll just put this whole production together. I'll compose a new happy birthday song right on the spot because I'm a musician. And yeah, and like, Victor Lucas kind of made it easier, because as soon as we went up, before we even said anything, he's like, so, what show are we filming here for? He saw the camera, so, oh, okay, now's my chance to jump in with my asking him to film something for us. That was a lot of fun. And apparently our fan Sean was there, because he sent me the pictures, right? And one of them was of us talking to Victor Lucas.
Are you serious?
I'm like, oh, cool, you're there watching us do that. Oh, and speaking of those pictures, I was going to put up a gallery. Sorry about it being like a month late, but it's almost ready now. And by the time this podcast goes up, it should be there at the same time. So,
all right.
Maybe you're looking at it while listening to this. Maybe you're going to check it out right now. Go do that. Pause the podcast so you can really take in the pictures.
We'll wait.
Are you done yet? All right, we'll wait 10 minutes and let him have time to read it. Yeah.
Yup.
Okay, Derek, let's talk about our fans. How was that for you?
That was very cool.
Because that was more of like your fans.
Not Phil's fans.
Well, yeah. You don't know about Sean. You don't know what he knows us from.
That's true.
He said, what do you know us from? He's like, Canon Nothing. So maybe his favorite is like Arthronomics.
I would be so happy if someone came up to us and said, my favorite movie on your website is Arthronomics. I would give him like $50. Just, yes, thank you.
So, I guess that's a contest for anyone saying,
yep.
Find Phil
and tell them you love Arthronomics.
No, you have to be sincere. You have to tell me that, and then we have to go watch it, and you have to laugh at it as much as I do. Because I laugh at that like there's never going to be any more laughing in my life.
Awesome.
I love that movie so much.
It's your best work, Phil.
My best
work. You're the director.
I did nothing.
You're the director. That's what he said.
This is all the directing I did. Maybe you guys should sit closer.
That's still directing.
But we agreed to it afterwards. Like, Phil, you're the director.
Yeah.
So you're like, okay.
It's. And in the birth month video, I remember directing Arthronomics.
Speaking of birth video.
Whoo. Oh, yeah. You have anything about that? Any comments?
Segue to releases.
Oh. I don't know. Anything else from Fan Expo before we go to that?
That was fun.
Aren't you glad we coaxed you into going, Derek?
Yeah, that was good. It was worth going one day. I probably still wouldn't go 3 days, but one day was good enough for me.
Yeah.
You should have gone to the Mega 64 thing.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah. That was worth it.
And then they freestyle battled or something. Remember that?
Yeah, I saw that guy on their forum after, like, he joined, and he's got a picture of himself there. So I recognize him. And
sweet.
Were we mentioned on the podcast, or was it?
No, they didn't. I don't know. Yeah, I gave that picture to them, and they said they're gonna show it in the. It's like, oh wow, can I show this in the at our panel? Yeah, go ahead. And they didn't.
Oh.
And then they never said anything about it after that.
But did they show the panel thing on the podcast?
No, they didn't.
Oh.
What did the picture look like?
Oh, because one of the things they did at Comic-Con was they have this karaoke machine, and they would often, like, just turn on a beat and start freestyling into it and annoying people around them.
Yeah.
And then what they do is, when you put the mic up to the speaker, it makes this, like, so they have, like, so I have a picture of Derek holding the thing on his shoulder doing this.
Oh, cool.
With the mic up to the speaker.
It's like, we miss you, Derek, or something.
Yeah, it's like, you weren't here at Fan Expo, and whatever, this is for you. So, Derek, if you're listening, hope you liked it, and thank you for your video conference call. Oh, they put that in their podcast, actually.
What?
They're like, oh, yeah, well, we're... Because they did their podcast in Toronto the next day. So, like, yeah, Derek couldn't make it, but at our panel, we had this video conference call with Derek, and they showed the vomiting thing. Oh. That was pretty cool. And they like they really liked the expo, so I think they'll be back if they're invited.
Are you back yet?
Yeah.
Did you finish seeing all the...
How were they? Good?
Are they good?
Yeah, I should say that the pictures we took weren't that good.
No, they were awesome.
One, because I wasn't steady, so everything was blurry. And two, because I just took pictures of stuff that wasn't interesting. It's like picture of some the back of the guy's head.
Picture of his shoe.
His pants.
Through his pants.
Don't spoil all this stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oops.
Well, they should have looked at it already.
They've seen it by now, yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, so that'll be up. Thanks, Sean, for those pictures. Appreciate that.
Woo!
Good memories. And thanks to Megan for all the awesome freebies.
Oh, and yeah. Donna Mailing Park for replying.
Yeah, thanks for coming by. I'm actually making use of those art supplies, so that's pretty cool. If you guys don't want them, I'll take them. Yours.
No.
I could use those pens and stuff. Those are good markers. I'm glad I got that package because I wouldn't have known about the retractable Sharpie marker.
Whoa.
That's awesome.
Sweet. All right.
Oh, baby, when the lights go out every single... I need it. Oh, my back, like, just stuck to the chair.
That's not good.
All right, so Fan Expo was a lot of fun, and we'll be there. I'll be there at least next year.
I'll be there depending on who goes. I mean, who's there.
We could make this our tradition, podcast at Fan Expo, but then that becomes too predictable.
Because this was to Anime North.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll find some other conventions to go to.
Well, if you think about it, most of the people that knew us were people that kind of looked like they liked anime.
Amines people, yeah.
Amines people.
So... Yeah, we didn't mention those Amines girls.
They were like selling stuff. Whatever.
Ashby.
Yeah, but I don't know if like admission to Anime North would be worth it to film a podcast.
Well, there's like not even any famous people that we know.
Johnny Young Bosch was there last year.
That was last year.
Maybe he'll come back.
What are we gonna do? Hi, Johnny. Oh my.
Hey,
can you post it again?
That's not you.
And he signed in black marker, like you can't see it.
Oh.
Hate that.
I got him to sign my Devil May Cry 4 thing.
Yeah. What did he say about that?
Huh? He's just like, I was like, hey Johnny. And he's like, hey. And I'm like, can you sign my Metal Mega
Devil May Cry 4?
He's like, sure. And that was it. I said, thank you. And then he didn't.
That's good banter.
Yeah. All right. Fan Expo is wrapped up.
Yay.
Woo. Releases, Chris.
Releases.
Yeah. Birth month 2008.
Well, you know, I was just going to say, was this like the month with like most releases? Is this like a record?
This year?
Let's see.
Or like ever?
Well, I don't know from how long.
No, I think last year we had more because we had like the video, Chinese Cowboys, low budget Star Wars. I think we did one or two of them last year.
I think the most we ever had is three.
Yeah, well, last August.
Three last August. Three last December.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Three in March 2005. But one of them is Britney's ad.
People really like that, though.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm getting tighter. We have this huge bag of chips. And it's like longer than my forearm. And all the chips are at the bottom. So my arm is going to be oily. And I'm going to get arm pimples. Yeah, get a bowl, Derek.
Okay, Phil.
Why didn't you think of that earlier?
I didn't know you were bringing the chips
up. I brought the chips
up. Yeah, what else would we do with the chips, Derek? Put them on the floor. Leave them there. Go... Whenever we want to eat a chip, we're going to walk downstairs and grab one and come back up and eat it. And then
Then we'll get up and walk down and get another chip.
It's just that Derek doesn't really think that much about how to help other people. Hey, Derek.
Hi, Phil.
Hey, Derek.
Okay, here it comes.
Happy birth month, Phil.
You put them back.
Well, you can't. Once they're out, they stay out.
No double dipping!
Exactly. Did you just double dip that chip?
What?
It'd be awesome if people acted like in Seinfeld in real life.
Yeah. So birth fun. How was that?
I don't know. I think I like last year's better.
Oh, the best part was the picture thing.
Really?
Vash not here. No picture. It did go on a little too long at the end.
Yeah.
It was so funny.
At one point, I had pictures for, like, the entire song.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Da, 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 da. What song are you trying to sing? Da, da, da. And you're on the guitar, and then Derek was on...
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
happy birthday to you. Yeah, that... We filmed a lot of that, and we were supposed to, like, spread it out throughout the entire video, but it became way too long. The video would probably be, like, 16 minutes if I did that. Oh, and there was this one segment that we filmed that I left out because it looked really boring after, where we read the convo.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
He was Shrikist, and I was Magus.
The original convo.
And we just sat on my stairs like, hey, wanna make a super happy webpage? Okay. It was so boring when I watched it, though. Like, how can I do anything with this?
Good times.
Good time.
Good times.
What did you think of the video, Chris?
I thought it was good. I thought it was better than last year. Well,
HD.
Didn't you still...
HD makes everything better.
When he was spraying you, didn't you still get sprayed?
Yeah. Not that time, but, like, the first three takes...
Oh, really?
My eyes were open and I got sprayed. Like, it'd be up here and then I'd walk out to, like, stand up into it.
Because we... At first I was like, okay, I can just spray above you because you're going to go down, right? But then when he comes back up, it's like, he goes into a puff of smoke. Yeah, I think I like last year's rap, too, better.
Well, maybe we'll do something a little bit different.
I think I like the new directors better, though. Christopher Nolan was awesome. Fixing their boxes. Adjusting their boxes. And Gerard Butler. And Christian Bale. All did great in their collaborative nude scene. Yeah, so if you haven't seen that yet, go watch it now, but it's totally it's totally irrelevant
pause
now.
Pause us and we'll wait.
Wait, can we take it?
Okay, you done? Good.
And Subcultured 6 came out.
Back from the dead.
I'm tired, man.
Me too.
Yay. Came out.
Keep on eating the chips. It's all full of grease.
The chips are salty.
Yay. Came out. I'm tired because I have to lean forward and get chips and come back. I'm like,
why don't you hold the bowl?
Now I don't want to talk.
Why don't you hold the bowl and we can reach into your bowl?
Came out.
All right.
Came out.
Foam. So variety show progress.
Hey. Also culture success.
Yeah, the big return of Subcultured.
Came out.
I guess this is what, like season two?
Sure, whatever.
Was it season five?
I was reading some...
It's season six. Every episode is a season.
So I was reading like an old thread, and you're like, yeah, I want to try to make subcultured into seasons, and it'll be like five episodes a season.
That's a very old thread.
So, and that was when you're asking me, hey, you want to write some stories too?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I don't think I can write, but I'll give you like some ideas. And I don't know if you used any.
I don't remember.
The only idea I gave you was, hey, remember when Chang came to Earth the first time and said he's here to study their race?
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you do something with that? And we never did.
Yeah. Oh!
I gave you that idea to have an episode called Happy Birthday, Keith.
Oh, yeah.
That was based on the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers episode, Happy Birthday, Zach. Do you remember that, Chris?
No.
Oh. What happens is, it's Zach's birthday, and then he goes to school, and all his friends act like they don't know it's his birthday.
Because of the party. Yeah,
so he acts all sad throughout the episode. He's like, man, I can't believe they forgot my birthday. They're not my real friends. Really? You that upset? Big crybaby. They're not all yelling happy birthday at me.
And then at the end they dance. Happy birthday.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good episode. It's a variety show for this.
Subculture 6, man.
What else is there to say? It came out and done.
Well, okay, I'll say something. Maybe it's because your fault, Derek, that you didn't like it so much the first time or whatever.
Oh.
So when I watched it, I was like, okay, I want to know why Derek didn't like it so much.
Mm.
And I kind of got the gist of it, like why you didn't like it. And then watch it. Okay, but like the deleted scene stuff, I thought that the whole...
Dr. Bagorium.
No, not that part. I didn't like that part.
Yeah, I didn't like that part either.
What's it called? When Keith was making, like when those two were talking, I was like, oh, look at me, I'm... Keith, I'm a black hot dog and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I thought that would be more relevant of a joke to subcultured instead of the you know what's crap thing.
That's true.
Because in number two, when you're going like, you know, the language and stuff.
Yeah.
I thought that would be more relevant, but I don't know. And I also didn't like how in the deleted scenes where it was, what's it called? Chang as the smarter one than Chang Jr.
Oh.
Because Chang always seems like a dumb person. Why would he want to?
Well, that got deleted. Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying it's your fault that I got to see all that stuff.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I'm not, like, you know, it made me like look at why Derek didn't like this one.
Yeah, the Dr. Bagorium stuff seemed really out of place when you watch it in the deleted scenes now.
That's why it's gone.
And like, what was up with my voice? It was so loud.
I don't know. I think it's because you were like right up to the microphone. But
I don't remember the voice now.
It's just really deep.
How come you didn't get Azure?
She
is British. And you could have went for
I know, man.
Authenticity. I don't know. Not saying that Robin didn't do a good job. Point.
I think I haven't talked to her in a long time.
Good morning to you. Could not take off my pants. What the?
I don't know.
I'm a hot dog. I didn't like our voices. They sounded too different.
They always sound different. Every episode they sound different.
This one seemed really weird. In one of the comments on YouTube, someone's like, different voice actors?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Hey, everyone, stop leaving comments on YouTube, because I just hate seeing that three comments, whatever, even though I have to read them. I hate seeing that.
So stop leaving comments, please.
And stop trying to be our friend on YouTube. Stop trying to share with us your videos, because I ignore all those. I don't like having to do this house cleaning every time I go onto YouTube.
I was gonna say something, but now I forgot. I'm thinking of house cleaning.
variety show progress.
Yeah.
No progress.
No.
You guys just said you guys are gonna be done by September.
Nah.
Okay, here's what happens. I mean, I have time to do this, right? But I go to school, and then I come home and I say, you know what? I've done enough today. I don't need to do anything else unless there's an assignment due. So that's it. Or like when it's my day off, you know what? It's my day off. I'm not going to do anything today. So you got to wait till like Christmas break.
Yeah.
What about the study break or reading?
That's in February. Okay, you want to wait longer? You can wait till February 09.
Phil said it.
There's really not much left to do. But we're just lazy.
Yeah.
And I said I went to edit the old stuff first. But I'm lazy.
Lazy.
Lazy! That's how it goes.
What about
millions of people
fly.
Living what? As fools?
We can fly. Oh, reading week. Yeah, we have to wait till February.
Yeah,
no just, more releases February until February.
Is like winter.
I know.
Yeah, we'll fly in snow.
Yeah, we can fly. Just kind of like lost time and forgot, and I don't feel like doing it now.
Oh, it's in the dead scripts.
Well, don't put it there, otherwise other people will make it.
Yeah, stop. Please stop asking us if you can make our old scripts.
Unless you want to make the basement, you can take that.
That's Alex's, isn't it? You have to ask Alex.
Yeah, you have to ask Alex.
If you can get a hold of him. 905.
Hey!
ALEXPOMO.
Anytime you want to call someone, just put in their name.
And their area code.
You want to call me, put in Phil. Maybe you'll get PJ Phil. Maybe you'll get Phil Simmons. What's his? Phil Collins. Who's Phil Simmons?
Nobody.
Richard Simmons' brother.
Oh. Maybe you'll get Phil...
Lamar.
Yeah. Phil... the guy who died from News Radio.
Phil Hartman,
yeah. Whoops, he's dead. Can't call him.
R.I.P. man.
R.I.P. Heath. R.I.P. R.I.P. Bernie Mac. R.I.P. Isaac Hayes. R.I.P. This is a bad podcast. That's pretty much all we have for our Can of Nothing stuff.
Yep. Nothing from Derek?
Nope.
Oh.
Well, Subculture 6, but he didn't want to talk about it.
I never have anything to say.
You say...
What is there to say?
You say, okay, I started animating on this day.
Normally you have like some like info stuff written after your all your trash animation stuff, but for 6 you didn't put anything.
I didn't have any for 5 either.
You're getting lazy.
Yeah.
I wanted to say that it's nice that everyone's all crazy again. Because back in, 4 and 5, Charlie was a...
Yeah, like Charlie was like normal.
It kind of seemed like a South Park episode.
None of them are like consistent characters. Like every episode they change.
Yeah, it seemed like whenever South Park like does those long things that span more than one episode or something, then someone always has to get serious and they change, their character kind of changes. And that's what it's like.
Oh, I don't know. Keith has always been kind of... He's either crazy or he's black.
I would attribute that to the voice actor of Keith, who knows how to deliver the lines no matter what they are in order to keep that same character in place.
But who are the main characters? It's Charlie, Keith, Chang, and Chang Jr.
Yeah.
And how can you keep them inconsistent when there's only 4 people? Like, the only person that's been inconsistent was Charlie, and that's only because of those 2 episodes.
Derek, too much story. I just like it when it's really
bring
stupid.
Bring it back to basics.
Yeah. Just,
come hither.
Yeah, all the way back to that. That garbage thing.
I still rather see Moco Jumpy's original voice. Just saying.
What was the original voice?
It was that like synthesized voice.
Oh, yeah. It's a robot, you could change it.
It's true.
But he has an American accent.
Oh, yeah. Whatever. Who cares?
America!
Nothing's consistent. Just change everybody's voice next episode. Phil will be everybody in his regular voice.
Hey, Keith. I'm a hot dog. Totally sweetness. This house is not a home. Home.
Bum, bum, bum.
I'm stressed out, man. I can't handle this podcast.
Okay, let's stop now.
We still have...
Goodbye. Movies, video games, miscellaneous.
Yeah, me and Derek went to this new theater at the small mall near here.
Small mall?
Central Parkway.
It's not new.
No,
did you say you're going to get a job there?
It reopened a while ago. Like
yeah,
a couple months
it reopened...
Ago.
No.
A month ago.
Like a couple weeks ago.
No. It's been over like a month.
Whatever, dude. Whatever.
Whatever, man.
And yeah, we saw Hancock there.
Did you see Hancock, Chris?
No, I did not see it. I know about Hancock, though.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, not bad.
Not bad. And yeah.
$3.
Yeah, okay, that theater is so awesome. Second run theater. $3 ticket. They say $2.99 plus tax, but they only charge $3, which is awesome. And so I bought a $3 slushie. And I spent $6 on a ticket and food, which is less than one ticket at the regular theater.
How's the floors? Are they still sticky?
No, yeah, everything's brand new. It's pretty good. The other thing I didn't like was there's no headrest on the chair.
What?
So my neck was getting tired. It's not like, it's not a huge theater, so it's not like you're looking up or anything, but, you know, my neck gets tired.
Was there a countdown thing?
Countdown.
You know, at the side of the screen?
No, I don't do that.
Oh yeah, and what's awesome about second run theaters, no previews, no commercials. It's movie true. Just starts. It's great. But the downside is it seemed like they cut out some time from Hancock. Because we finished, the movie was at 5:45, we got out around 7, then I go on IMDb and it's like, the movie's 92 minutes, and we were in there for about 75 minutes. So we lost about 15 minutes of a movie.
Of commercials maybe. And trailers.
Yeah. Maybe.
We don't know for sure.
Not until you buy it on Blu-ray.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was kind of weird, but, I mean, I wouldn't have noticed if I hadn't checked online to see if there was anything missing, because it seemed to work pretty well.
Yep.
What'd you think of Hancock, Derek?
It's pretty good. I think.
I like that there was, like, I thought it was gonna be,
like a basic superhero kind of thing?
Yeah.
Like, he turns good and then you fight
like,
somebody.
I kind of expected that, okay, spoilers, I kind of expected that, Charlize Theron's character would be
evil.
Well, but there'd be something up with her, right?
Yeah.
Just from like the first time they saw each other, and then in all the trailers they always focus on her a bit. But I didn't expect her. I kind of expected her to be a villainous character, but she really wasn't. And there really was no villain.
Yeah.
There was just those bad thugs at the end who were trying to get revenge on him for.
That was the only part that I thought was kind of a stretch.
Well, they needed to have the big final battle, right?
I know.
And since there's no real villain...
The guy with the hook hand?
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of dumb.
But I like it wasn't really your traditional superhero movie.
Yeah.
And it really just did focus on Hancock and how he had to change.
Worth checking out for $3 or less.
Yeah. Or download it
you
for
free.
You can
get a slushie.
Only at the theater we went to.
He was like, I'll have a slushie. And she's like, what flavor? He's like, oh... Green.
Well, I don't know what it is. I still don't know what it is. I guess it was lime. That slushy dripped like crazy.
I had popcorn. It was really salty.
How much was popcorn?
In a paper bag. It was like $3 too.
Was it large?
I think it was medium. That's actually $2.50 actually.
Oh. Yeah, and I asked for a hot dog, but they didn't have them.
Oh.
I don't know.
Why would you want a hot dog from a $3?
Wanted to try it.
Yeah. See, I don't. Part of the reason I don't buy food from the theaters is because it's just too expensive, and I already spent $10 on a ticket, or more, $10.95. So I'm not gonna buy food. But here, I spent $3 on a ticket, so I got $7 to spend on food. On other stuff. Might as well get some food.
Yay!
Yay!
Yay! Chris, you see any good movies lately?
I saw Tropic Thunder.
Oh, how was that?
It was. It was interesting. Right. It was pretty funny, but when I watched it, and like there were people like everyone was like laughing like crazy, and so was I. But looking back, it was like a lot of it was just because they just yelled a lot and they sweared a lot and it was like you know all angry and stuff. And And that's why what made it funny. Like,
is it like, is it one of those movies where you see a lot of the funny stuff in the trailers?
Actually, no.
Okay.
It, like, the trailer just kind of gives you a gist of the story, but...
Wasn't Tom Cruise in it? Like,
yeah,
a cameo?
Tom Cruise.
Oh, yeah, what did
he's
do?
Like, he's the... Blah, 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 blah. What do you call him? Like, so they're making the movie, and he's, like, the head guy. And he's, like,
producer?
Overseas. He's not, I guess, producer, but he's not, like, with them. So they talk to him over internet and stuff, and, yeah, he swears, and he dances a lot. He's actually pretty good. Robert Downey Jr. is really good.
Yeah.
But a lot of it, like I said, a lot of it was just them like going, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But it was good. It was better than what I expected it to be.
Cool.
Yeah, Robert Downey Jr. is making a comeback.
I didn't even know that he was someone.
I heard of him before, yeah. But I didn't really know who he was until Iron Man.
Exactly.
It's like, oh, okay, that's what he looks like. Oh, he was an alcoholic or a drug addict or something? Okay. And he's supposed to be in this Sherlock Holmes thing.
What?
Yeah, he's playing Sherlock Holmes.
Wow.
And they might make it into this franchise. And I was reading an interview with him. He's like, yeah, Sherlock Holmes is going to do martial arts.
What?
Because apparently in the books, he's a martial artist, or he knows it.
Wow.
So they're going to try to incorporate that into the action scenes. Okay, you can know martial arts. You don't have to really show it off like you're Neo in The Matrix.
It's like, oh yeah, he knows how to shoot a gun, so let's add that too.
If you're going to fight, like, just punch the guy. You're an English guy, old England. Nobody does martial arts until Bruce Lee comes to America.
Maybe they'll do, like, Shakespeare Sherlock Holmes in the future. Like,
oh, the 22nd century.
Yeah.
Watson's a robot. I hated that show so much.
You hate it more than James Bond Jr.?
I don't really remember.
In the world
I like James Bond Jr. I like Carmen Sandiego.
I like Mommy's Alive.
I like Mommy's Alive. Didn't like Sherlock Holmes. I saw this.
What about Shirley Holmes?
I like Shirley Holmes. That's still on. Or not new episodes, but it's on YTV on Sundays.
Oh, really?
Like 1:30. It's pretty good. The intro's awesome because it's like Shirley Holmes finds a letter from her uncle in the attic. And at the end it goes, signed Sherlock Holmes. Wow.
Okay.
Oh, do you remember My Hometown?
No.
Oh, never mind.
Do you remember this show that had, like, these kids?
Oh, no.
You should have asked Victor Lucas.
Nah.
Victor, do you remember this show?
Maybe he would have.
Yeah, I made that.
I was in there when I was a kid. That would have been crazy. And,
what's next?
I don't know. You know, Derek's like fingernails.
Fingernails?
It's like a nail clipping that was on my foot.
Ew, that's gross.
Ew. I don't know what's going on.
How long have we been going?
Our podcasts are pretty bad now. I understand why people aren't sending emails.
58 minutes.
Not even an hour. How come Zeke here didn't send anything?
I don't know.
Maybe he died.
Because he didn't have his pumpkin,
so he died of sunstroke.
I'm sorry, Zeke Harry. Sorry. But Halloween's coming up again. I'll get you a new pumpkin.
Won't help if he's dead. No.
Yeah.
Adam Nothing recommends.
Oh, yeah. Okay, is there anything else before we get onto that? Any stuff that you got? Any cool things?
I got Spore.
Oh, how's Spore?
It's very boring.
Oh. Yeah.
It's like, it's fun to play, but you know how, you know, you evolve and stuff? The progress bar is so stupid. It's like, at first, you're a little cell, so you have to eat lots of food. So the progress bar goes up more. And then second, you're like an animal, so you have to make friends with animals, and the progress bar goes up more. And then you're a tribe, and you just have to take over the cities, and the progress bar fills more. And then you're in a civilization, and you take over cities, and the progress bar's more, and yeah.
People just want to make monsters, right?
I guess
that's like...
But then they could just get it for the DS. You go Spore Creator.
Wow, how much is that going to cost?
$30.
No, thank you.
Bum, bum, bum.
Anything else?
That's it.
That's it.
I got Dragon Ball Z Budokai Tenkaichi 3.
You already said that like an hour ago. Oh, yeah, your joke, you already used that one.
Huh?
That the two guys walk into a bar or something, one is salty, the peanut thing. You already used that one.
Yeah.
You used that like
two peanuts are walking down the street, one is salty.
You already used that on your blog.
I have another joke. Okay, kid goes up to his dad and he says, "Dad, why is it the pelican that brings the babies?" And then the dad goes, "Because your mom is lazy."
What? You mean the stork.
Oh, stork?
Yeah, not the pelican.
Oh, whatever. Stork. Why is a stork bringing the babies? Because your mom is lazy.
Yeah.
Okay. Sitcom, please.
Sitcom.
Can I really recommend?
Part 4?
I don't know anymore. I gave up on part whatever. I think we were at 6 last time. Okay, I recommend the new Metallica album, Death Magnetic. It's actually pretty good. I mean, if you hated St. Anger. Yeah, this is a lot.
The day tomorrow comes, I'm no. I don't know the part. You have to sing this part.
I don't know it.
Oh.
See, I've listened to the album like 3 times, but I can't really sing any of the songs. But yeah, it's pretty good. It's like.
It's like old Metallica.
It's kind of like 1988 Metallica from that album and Justice for All, kind of updated for the modern day. Long songs, similar song structures, similar kinds of riffs. So it sounds like what they should have sounded like about 10, 15 years ago.
So what should they sound like now?
Well, they should be a lot better now. They should be retired now.
Oh, I see.
But I mean, it's definitely a step, like 20 steps up from St. Anger.
Okay.
And yeah, everyone's saying Metallica's back. I say it's good, but not great. Because the problem with the album is that almost every song is at least like 6 minutes. And there's about 10 songs, so why do you...
I'm large.
That's a long album.
I'm the bass guy now.
And it has this weird production value, like it sounds distorted, like clipping. It's weird. Like it's just too loud, so it's hard to listen to for a long time. Yeah, so check that out if you get a chance. At least, like, borrow it from your friends.
Borrow it from Phil.
I don't have it.
I
borrowed it from my friend.
Oh, your friend the internet.
Quiet, they're gonna come after me.
Metallica.
Yeah. Check that out, man. Check that out. That's a pretty good album.
Check it out.
I like it. I said I listened to it like 3 times, so that's pretty good.
I recommend Super Mario RPG.
What's that?
Now downloadable on the Wii.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta get that.
The 7-star one?
Or? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That game was good.
Yeah, man.
I remember when I got these Mario RPG cards in my Nintendo Power. And then everyone at school was like, "Oh, can I have this one? Can I have..." No, these are mine. I just brought them to show you. And Lindy Terrence, like, "Can I buy the Pinocchio guy card from you?" Or
Gino.
Wow. You are crazy about that.
Yeah. And pogs.
I have a slammer with my picture on it.
What?
Because I went to a Ontario place and they had a pog booth set up where they had like a tournament, and then on the side they had this thing where they'll take your picture and put it on a slammer.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I didn't want to go into the tournament for most of the day, but then at the end of the day I'm like, okay, maybe I'll try it out. I go there and the tournament's over, like, yeah, we're not doing it right now. I said, okay, I'll just get my picture taken for a slammer. It's pretty cool. I'm like 8 years old or something in there. I don't know.
Awesome. Someday you have to like pass that down to your children.
I have to find that.
put it on like a chain, a gold chain.
This is the family heirloom.
Yeah.
Pog with my face on it.
A Pog slammer.
Pog slammer. It has helped me in many a battle.
Chris, what do you recommend?
I recommend... Blame the Manga.
What?
There you go.
What's Blame the Manga?
Blame.
What? Oh, Blame?
Yeah.
Blame?
Blame.
Blame.
B-L-A-M-E, exclamation mark.
What? Blame the Manga.
You read a lot
like
of manga?
Like Panic at the Disco. Oh.
You read a lot of manga?
A little bit.
Manjas?
Every, you know,
what? What? Which manjas do you read?
I read what? The one about...
Came out.
Read the one about... Here? And the one about the canon nothing.
You want my old Dragon Ball manjas?
No. I want his Star Wars manjas.
You want my Star Wars manjas?
There were Star Wars manjas?
Yeah.
They look so funny.
You want my Star Wars manjas?
No.
I only have one. You want it, Derek?
No.
$5.
$5!
You'll give me $5 to take
no, it? No! You give me $5. I
no,
give you manjas.
I don't think that's how it works with Star Wars manjas.
Whoops!
What'd you do? You put a foam thing in there?
No. Put my Kleenex in there.
Ah! I'll get it later.
It'll burn up when you turn your light on.
Awesome.
Last segment is...
Cat emails! Cat emails. Hey, everyone! Forget you guys. You didn't send us emails. Why?
No emails.
Why do I have crumbs all over me? I made a mess on myself.
Time to eat cake.
Well, yeah, there was a lot of that in the birth one that we filmed, too.
I just kept laughing.
But there's just not enough time to put everything in.
Did you make up the song on spot, or was that...
Yeah, I was setting up the camera... to film the cake eating, and I was just singing "Time to Eat Cake." So then Derek said, "Oh, you gotta sing that for this." So we sang it, and that's the story.
Was the cake better this time?
Yeah,
it was the cake my sister made.
Oh,
it wasn't really birthday cake, but hey,
it was cake.
Time for cake.
The soup was so salty, though.
Oh yeah, yeah. Because I didn't water it down.
Yeah.
Oh. Did you buy Fruity Pebbles, or was that...
That was a gift from Robin.
Yeah.
What? Really?
It was a birthday gift. She said Fruity Pebbles.
Okay.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Okay, here's a tip for you. Don't send stuff in shoeboxes. I don't care if it's cereal and it's disposable. You don't ship things in shoeboxes, because that shoebox came,
what?
It was, like, messed up.
Well, actually, it wasn't as messed up as when you saw it when it first came, because I stepped on it by accident.
Oh, you
so
see?
So it's actually not bad.
If Derek stepped on, you know, an Amazon.com good box...
It wouldn't get dented. It
wouldn't get dented. He would say, you know what, this looks like it just left Amazon's offices. I should put it back in the mailbox because it's so fresh.
Do we get Fruity
Pebbles
here?
No. That's why. I was like, we don't get Fruity Pebbles here anymore. It's like, okay. And she sent it.
And you guys wasted it.
No.
Hey,
I ate... We ate that.
Oh, all of it?
Yeah. We put it back in the can, then we ate it.
Is that the can right there?
Yeah.
Sweet.
That holds my markers and pens. And screwdriver.
Oh, when you microwave the can, did it actually hurt your hand? Or was
no,
that just
we didn't really microwave it.
Yeah. Yeah, I was wondering if people understood what was going on there. Those pictures are fun to take.
Yeah. Some of them are pretty crazy.
Did you guys reshoot the what's it called, music video thing? When you took the pictures of that?
What do you mean, what music video?
The rock one. I forgot what it's called.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What? Da-da-da-da of the mind!
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because we didn't have HD. We're going to do a thing like the old one where we had the party time and the birthday song was going. And we're going to have another one of that with us singing.
Oh.
So we filmed parts for the Thoughts Without Words. And we just... I didn't put that in because it would be too long. So I just took the screenshots from there. Like, yeah. Need something different. All of us is Derek in his Goomba shirt and me wearing my can shirt. It's like us just standing around with the can. It's kind of boring.
That's what every year is like.
Yeah.
Welcome to my life.
Oh, yeah. I need another black can shirt. I can't find mine.
Oh, you lost it?
Yeah.
All right. We'll get one.
Sweet.
Maybe...
Never mind.
What? What was that?
Nothing. Nothing.
Nothing.
Hey, you should get one of the stylized can shirts.
Does anyone have one of those?
I don't care. I can't really tell the difference between the two.
The stylized one looks
smoother.
It's like you take the can, right? And I don't know how to explain it.
I can send you the graphic later.
Remember the movie A Scanner Darkly?
Yeah.
It's like you take real life things and you make them look like that.
Yeah.
That's kind of like what was done with the can. I mean, it kind of looks. I don't know what was done. What did you do?
I forget.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. It's like make a real life thing look kind of animated.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. I almost bought one.
Because I remember you were asking me for that for the notebook that I got too. Like, did you want the stylized or the regular color? Wait.
Yeah. So I'm not sure if I really want to buy one, but I want to see what it's like. Yeah, so I want someone else to buy it.
Okay, I'll take the stylized.
Yeah.
Chris will have all the shirts.
Yeah.
There's still the beast shirt that has to go up.
Oh, yeah. I need to get a beast.
Do you like beasts?
Okay, I'll take a beast shirt too.
Sweet.
Make a beast shirt. Oh, and we were talking about this at the fan expo. Chris said, because Ashby is now the wizard from J.R. Ronjon, so we thought we should have the Ashby shirt, but instead of saying smoke and die, I'll just say, yeah.
The people don't know
Ronjon. I am the wizard. What is this? It's like nobody watched that movie. Or nobody will care enough about it. I am the wizard. I just watched it today, actually.
Wow.
That was a lot of fun.
1080p.
I watched it on Vimeo.com. Go to Vimeo.com for all your Vimeo needs.
Did I show you when we watched it on the DVD? On the TV?
Yeah.
Okay.
We watched it on the TV.
Oh, yeah. Eat Me Too.
Yeah.
And Soundtrack to My Life.
Yeah. Those look good in high def.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah. Soundtrack to My Life. I like how it ended because it was out on, like, Phil's porch, like, outside, and, like, you see all the beautiful roses and all that stuff, so it's like, oh, wow. That
Yeah, my mom saw it. She's like, how come it doesn't look that good in real life? Like, that's the power of high definition. Better than real life, or whatever we said in that video. Yeah, everything does kind of look better. My house looks nice. My house looks smoother. Because my eyesight is bad, so when I see it in real life, it's like, okay, everything's blurry. High def fixes bad eyesight.
Yeah, man.
Paving the way for a cure.
Paving the way.
Yeah, so come on, guys. Send us more emails.
Maybe I have to start posting reminders again. Remember when I used to do that? And then we would get emails. But then you were all mad because you thought they wouldn't send it if we didn't say it.
And they don't send it.
They sent a couple. A couple of them still do.
Yeah,
but then,
like the past year, I guess, we've only been getting like two or three every year.
Hi, Robin's dad.
Hi, Robin's dad.
Yeah, whatever.
Did you?
Phil's just bitter now.
Did you watch our fan expo thing? You ended it too soon. You didn't, what's it called? Show the Lex Luthor guy.
You know what? My clip, I thought I captured it, but then my clip ended right there.
Oh, really?
So I'm like, I guess I don't feel like going through the tape again, so. It wasn't much. There was probably like 3 more seconds where I'm singing the song.
Yeah, but you're singing it. That's the best part.
Yeah, and there was actually like a small glimpse of Michael Rosenbaum in there, which would have made more sense.
But. We forgot to get Jerome to do a birthday greeting.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
But that was like the end of the day. Our friend Jerome was there, but we didn't see him the entire time.
Yeah, we're all 3 days.
Yeah, he was off doing his M&A stuff,
and we were off just yelling Jerome everywhere we went.
Jerome,
Jerome,
Jerome. Is that Asian guy Jerome?
Jerome.
There's Jerome. Yeah, and then we just saw him like at the end of the day on
the line for the masquerade.
Yeah.
He said he stayed there for like 10 minutes and then he left.
What?
He did?
He said it was bad.
Well, in the masquerade or in the line?
In the masquerade.
Oh. Yeah, masquerades aren't that good. I saw one. I saw the one at the Celebration 3. The Star Wars one. That was okay. There's like a few good costumes, but I mean, you can only see so many Jedi until it gets boring.
And Stormtroopers.
Yeah. I've seen way too many Stormtroopers. Now that when I see them, it's nothing special. I guess that's what it feels like to be overthrown by the Empire. It's just life. You know? Forget the rebellion. Empire's got good benefits. Security from the rebellion.
Yeah.
No, look how many Stormtroopers died.
Saving our lives. And
any emails?
This question comes from...
Let's read an old email.
Okay.
I had a question for you guys. I can't remember now. Oh,
Can emails?
Oh, I was watching this show. I was watching a cartoon called Stormhawks on YTV.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and this character had Dinobot's voice, and yeah. I was just thinking, I've seen so many cartoons where Dinobot's voice, like, saved the show and made a character awesome. So my question was... My question to you guys, Can of Nothing, was... Do you have a favorite animated voice that you've heard?
Goliath.
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 Can you do an impression of Goliath?
Not really.
Xanatos.
He's also in Mass Effect and StarCraft
and the Army
commercials.
Me and Derek were just talking about that.
Yeah, that's why. And Halo.
Oh, really?
He was the Arbiter.
He's like the best voice ever.
Cool.
He's like the Morgan Freeman of video games.
Yeah. and Morgan Freeman is the Morgan Freeman of life.
yeah.
What about you, Chris?
Johnny Young Bosch?
No. Not anymore.
Oh, have you heard his voiceover work in like some of his animes?
Yeah.
It's so like lame. I'm sorry, Johnny, but I don't like it.
Oh.
I heard there's this anime called Eureka 7.
Eureka.
No, they say
Eureka. No, actually, it's Eureka. But...
Oh, they all say Eureka. I'm like, Eureka, come on. And his voice is for this little kid named Renton.
Oh, he did Renton?
Yeah, and he's like, crap, he's like, I saw this video of him behind the scenes recording his voice, and he's like, "Hey, I'm Renton." why is that your voice? Why did the producers accept that voice?
Star power.
That's why dubbed anime is so bad. You saw it?
Huh?
You
no,
saw
that he does that voice for all 52 episodes. Wow.
So that's your favorite?
Huh?
Renton?
No. Well, favorite Johnny Young Bosch voice? I don't know. I'd have to say Kun from the Dot Hack stuff.
I don't know.
But who's your favorite voice person?
Voice person?
Yeah.
Or just like a voice. Not, you don't have to say the actor, but... Or if you want.
Favorite voice actor, Wendy Lee and Michelle Ruff.
She was there, I think.
I know, I was so upset, because I didn't know which one she was.
Oh. Wait, was she the one, was she with Johnny?
She was the one that went, oh, wow! Not
the one to his left.
Yeah, beside her.
Yeah, okay. What was she in?
She was in, Bleach.
Okay. Did you meet her too?
Huh?
Or did you
I didn't know it was her.
Yeah.
Oh.
So... Like when I was at Juice Place when I was looking back, I'm like, ah, I yelled, and the dude's like, what's going on? I'm like, oh, that was her.
She's right there.
Oh, so close.
My favorite voice actor is Vic Mignogna.
Who's Vic Mignogna?
I don't know. We just saw his name in the thing. I think he's on Bleach too.
Oh, that guy.
Vic Mignogna.
We didn't know.
And I took a picture of this girl with this. You'll see it in the gallery, but she has paper attached to her back that says, "I'm Vic Mignogna's Temple Maiden. I'm cosplaying as Vic Mignogna's Temple Maiden." I don't know who he is.
I guess he did Renji.
Renji from Nintendo?
No, Renji, not Renji. Oh.
Renji, he's amazing. That's so dumb.
Nintendo is on the brink of becoming amazing in the world of video games. Now we're gonna bring out this guy playing Wii music.
Robbie Trumps.
Let's look at some sales figures for the Nintendo Wii the past year.
Paradigm shift.
You can see these bars on our pie chart getting bigger than Sega.
Sega.
Whoops, this is the one from 1989.
Sean White on snowboard.
He looks like Carrot Top.
I know.
That's what we thought it was at first.
Sean White has a line of clothing at Target.
Are you serious?
I saw it in a comic book. It's like, buy Sean White's Target line of clothing or whatever. It's like, what do you call it? The stuff that the grunge people wear.
Flannel shirts?
Flannel, yeah. It's like flannel shirts and jeans and stuff. That's kind of weird.
Yay.
Yay.
All right. That's it for can emails. Thanks, Phil.
Thanks for your emails.
For sending in my email.
Please send emails. Remember when we used to think they were the best part of the podcast?
Yeah. Okay. You know why it was the best?
Because it was the unpredictable part.
Yeah. Because of you people sending in emails. Thank you.
But, you made the podcast.
Lobby.
But now the podcast is bad because of you.
Well,
you know.
Okay.
You know why? You know why I'm not excited during podcasts anymore? Because the emails aren't coming in. The ones that are coming in aren't good.
Oh.
Just kidding. Those are pretty good.
Well, Derek can answer the question now about Batman.
Oh, but you already answered for me.
Yeah.
No. No Batty Call sequel.
What about another Trashimation Batman?
I guess it's possible, but...
But most likely
probably
no.
Not.
I want to hear Phil's Batman voice again.
Maybe he can use it for
17.
A different character.
No,
be, that'll
it's
be
Batman.
Keith's new voice.
Like when you watch Zach, and then it's like, no, that's not Zach, that's Keith.
Yeah, that was weird. That day, Phil was like, what should Zach sound like? Like, what do black people sound like? It's like, Keith? Like, okay.
So true the Keith voice.
It's not exactly Keith.
Yeah, it is.
It's
no.
Pretty much Keith.
Aside from the, we're the Power Rangers part.
Ain't no black and rainbows.
Take it from the Power Rangers. That's the only part that didn't sound like Keith.
I like Keith's voice. I think my favorite voice is Keith.
In which episode? Which is quintessential Keith?
Not a hotel one.
Hotel one, still?
Either episode 2, or I kind of like the way it turned out in, like, 4 or 5. But he didn't really say a whole lot. I think episode 2. I like 2 because he had the hotel line, which is my reference line. And I like,
do you still use it?
Not as much.
No, not as much.
I like,
this time you didn't do anything.
I like that exchange at the beginning when they're like, what you saying? And like,
what you mean by that?
Cause of, what? Because I'm black?
Turn on the TV.
Turn on the TV. Oh, man. Not the Canadian channel.
I didn't like how you said it, because I'm black.
I'm black. Why? I'm black. Black. I'm black. That's very black. I'm black. I'm Zach.
So, Derek, what's your definitive Charlie voice?
I don't know. I don't think they sound that different. Well, the first one sounds pretty different.
Yeah.
But after that, I kind of just lose track. I just try to sound like whatever.
I think Chang was the best in the first episode.
He sounds like...
I couldn't talk like that anymore because it's like, I can't say any lines like that because it's too hard. Like everything would sound like that.
We are here to study your race.
I had to bring it more up to, like, half Captain Picard, half something else. I don't know.
Derek also does a good Klingon voice.
Oh, yeah, Worf.
First time I heard that, I thought you just took a clip from him speaking Klingon or something.
Oh, cool. Thanks. But no, that's me. As Worf.
Worf. Worf speed.
Worf speed.
So what's your definitive Chang Jr. voice? Because that one's changed too.
Yeah.
That's because you modified that one, so it's hard to get it exactly the same.
And every time I forget what pitch level I change it to, so I'm like, I'll just guess.
That's like the South Park guys. They do it. They do it like
yeah.
Kind of their normal voice, and then they raise it. So I'm wondering, like, how do they always get it to be exactly the same?
They have better machines.
Probably.
I guess. But they also have to be able to do that same fake voice. Before they do the pitch raising. Have you ever heard them doing that?
No.
They sound really
weird. Never heard Derek do the junior voice without pitch raising.
It's not, yeah.
It's like Derek.
It's like Derek, yeah, except Trinidadian.
Yeah. Speaking Trinidad.
Trinidad is awesome.
Yo.
So Batman 2?
Batman, What's Yours Is Mine, episode 2, coming
to December. I was thinking about that.
What?
I like the script for that episode.
Oh.
I guess the script wasn't as refined as the first one, but I thought the story worked better than the first one.
I didn't think the first one was very refined.
Although we worked pretty hard on that one to at least say, okay, we're gonna transition from here to here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're gonna say this and it'll lead into that.
Yeah.
And, but this, like, the story doesn't really make sense and the scenes are kind of still truncated. But the second one, nice continuation off the first.
More story.
Yeah, had more story and character development. And
that's true.
Sorry, everyone, you're never gonna see it.
And you're not gonna read it.
Animated version coming soon.
I wouldn't mind that if you want to do it.
It'd take forever.
Oh god, that's like a 40 minute.
I know.
Or but more animation. People would watch it.
I know. It's time to take Trashformation to the big leagues.
I don't know, 10 minutes is enough.
Yeah,
even 10 minutes is a lot of work.
Yeah,
actually, Subculture 6 didn't take that long.
Did we mention that we had old footage that we found behind the scenes footage from your camera?
I don't think so. We had a bunch of stuff where you were carrying the camera around.
Me?
Yeah. My camera while Phil was filming.
Oh.
And you were saying stuff.
Yeah.
Look at Phil bossing everybody around. Phil's so mean. Stuff like that. And us cutting up the Two-Face mask.
Yeah.
And Eric as Two-Face. Yeah. Which you never saw.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did.
A little bit. Tiny bit.
I have two images.
Even the stuff we filmed of Two-Face, it wasn't really much anyways.
And that day we filmed for like 7 hours.
Really?
6 hours. In that stupid park. And Eric was like, I'm gonna run in the stream. Film me running in the stream, and then I'm gonna meditate in the stream.
I'm gonna do martial arts.
I'm gonna do martial arts. How would I trip this guy? this and that.
Then I'm like, okay, why don't you go over to that playground where the kids are and just run around and scare them? He's like, no, I'm not doing that. Come on, man. That's what this whole show is about. All right. Yeah, thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
Sure. Oh, well, let me sing a song.
Time to eat.
Masquerade.
I don't know that one.
Masquerade.
Night time sharpens, heightens each sensation. Darkness stirs and